Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We're on Daf Ayin. We're on the top line. The Mishnah said, the goal of Sefer Torah, that your goal of the Sefer Torah, and then the Mishnah said, and the Kohen Gadol says, more than what's written here, I'm saying more than what's written here. So, the Kol Kach Lama, why did he say that? Right? Why did he have to say that? The answer is Kadesh Lahotzi Laz al Sefer Torah. Not to say bad about the Sefer Torah. Why? Says Rashi in the third wide line. Kishiron also Kore Parsha Shlishis Ba'alpeh. When they see that the third Parsha is being said by heart, you sovereign should say Sefer Torah Chasa Parsha. They're going to think it's missing that Parsha. No. There's more here than what I'm saying. I'm only doing this way because of Kavanah Tzibur. I don't want people to sit around while we roll. That's it. Ube'etzer shall chumash pekudim kori alpeh. And the chumash pekudim, but it's in the sheet. These are the three leanings of Yom Kippur. The Achimos, Emor, and Pinchas. Leave out the notes I have here. You'll get that. That's for the next 2 days. Anyway, Tosfos Yeshanim asks, we have a rule, the Gemara says in Gittin, that Devarim Shevichsav, I'at Rishoyin Alpeh. Things that are written, you can't read by heart. How can they read this by heart? Things that are written down, Chumash, Pekudim, Bamidbar, Pinchas, you're not allowed to say Alpeh. How can they do that? So there are four answers to that question. Tosfos Yeshanim answers that's a mitzvah and a muvchar. But you can't read it by heart. Balpeh. Right? You can't read it by heart. Okay. Not the end of the world. If you did, it's okay. It's not an avira. It's just a mitzvah and a muvchar. You have to do it like that. That's not answer number one. The Riva answers that it's not an avira to do it like this. It's the only reason we're doing it is why are we laning? For what reason? Just to say to Hayom. Don't dwell as a, okay, it's a Seder Hayom issue. Not the end of the world. The Ritva says the only time you're not allowed to read by heart is if you're being motzi something, the tzibur, like laning. This is not laning. It's not Patara's laning where you motzi somebody. Okay, it's just an idea and you're kippur. So it's by heart, so what's the big deal? And the last answer, which is actually halacha lemaisa answer, that if it's something that you can't, where is it? Right. If it's something that you're so familiar with, then it's not a problem. The only time there's an issue of reading things by heart that are written down is if you don't really know it. Shema Yisrael, everybody knows that. So this, everyone, the Kohen Gadol knew this for sure. It's not such an issue. Anyway, asks the Gemara, Amai Liglal Vinikri, why don't we just roll? Right? Right? You hear that question? Why don't we roll? We asked that question already. So the Siach Yitzchak explains, maybe rolling should beat everything, all those four answers. In other words, we had a question. I know, read by heart. Don't worry about it. So let's roll. You avoid the whole problem. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Huna, Rav Yeshua, Amar Sheshit, Rav Yeshua, Ein Golan, Sefer Torah, B'Tzibur. You don't roll in front of the Tzibur. Why not? But they cover the Tzibur. Because they cover the Tzibur. So V'Naisi, Achwini, V'Nikwi. So bring a second Torah. Right? So Rav Huna, the answer is a very good answer. You're going to like the answer. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar mishum pagam moshal rishon. Because it's a pagam on the first Torah to bring out a second Torah. Why bring out a second Torah? What's wrong with the first Torah? Don't we always do that? The Gemara's going to say that in a second. Rish Lakish amar mishum bracha shein etzmicha. You can't bring out a second Torah and not make a bracha on the second Torah. You don't have to make a second bracha now. It's a bracha she'ein atzmicha. We don't really, what does that mean? When do you say that rule, whether you're not? I don't know. But clearly, to bring out another Torah, just to make another bracha, brichas haTorah. For what reason? Because they don't want to sit, they're too impatient.
Did they make a bracha in the first one?
Yeah, didn't we say eight brachas? So you're going to make another eight brachas? Or even one bracha? It's a bracha she'ein atzmicha. Now, u'michai shin lepagama, are we even choshes for such a thing as a pagam? People are going to think, oh, the first Torah is no good. It took out a second one. Right? Are they going to think that? Bamar Vitak Dafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, which falls out on a Shabbos. So by the way, it's also Chanukah. So mevi and shalosh Torahs, so take out three Torahs. The Koranos achas binyan shal yom. One you lay in the parsha. The achas shal rosh chodesh teves. The achas shal Hanukkah. So what do you mean? What do you mean that people are going to think it's puzzle? It's not true. The Gemara answers tlasa gavri, but tlasa sifri leka pagama. No, there's no pagama when you call up another person. So I take out a Torah. I call up six people. Then I take out another Torah. And I call up person number seven. That's not a pagam. But if I call up the same guy for two Torahs, that's a pagam. Chad, Gavra, one man, betray Sifri, and two Sifri Torah, that's Iker Pagam. That's a pagam.
Who's anywhere that we're calling anybody up?
The Kohen Gadol.
He's there already.
I understand. So having him to say, that's the...
So after passing around the Sifri Torah, which is what they did in the first place,
yeah.
He passed around the second one.
Right. What do you mean passing around? I mean, they handed it off. No, but now it's here. I hear you. But the person being mechabed, you want to call it an aliyah? It's not really an aliyah. But the person being mechabed, whoever that is, same person, it'll be a pagam. Okay, mevarach alei shemona brachos. Well, I don't know. Tana rabbanon. Ala Torah, put it this way. The people that say them say that yes, and the people that don't say no. Tana rabbanon. Ala Torah, right? You hear what he asked me? They have a Shabbat. Huh?
Over there.
If people at Shulza do it, say of course they did it. Shulza don't, say of course not, right?
Tana rabbanon. Ala Torah, kederach shemavarachim beit haknesses. Ala voda, ala da, al mechilas avon ketikna, right? Ala mikdash rifnei atzmo, ala kahana rifnei atzman, al yisrael rifnei atzman, al shar tefila. Tana rabbanon. What's shar tefila? Rina, techina, bakasha, milfanecha, al amcha yisrael, shetzvichin lahoshia. You have to save them, v'choseim, and you end it off, shomea tefillah. V'yachakach kolechad v'echad, listen to this. V'yachakach kolechad v'echad, maybe sefer Torah mibeso. Every person would bring a sefer Torah from their house. Rashi says they brought them before Yom Kippur, not to carry them. V'korebo, and they would lay in their own Torahs. Kidei laharos chazuso l'rabim, to show beauty to the public. What does that mean? Look at this great Rashi. Laharos chazuso l'rabim. Up there. What does he say? Laharos noi shall sefer Torah. Look at my sefer Torah. Look at my sefer Torah. Show the beauty of a sefer Torah. V'tiferes ba'aleha. It's a splendor to the owner. Shetarach lehesnaos b'mitzvah. That he busied himself to make a beautiful mitzvah. He doesn't have some third-rate Torah. Look what I have. Look what I got. After all, shenemar zekeli va'anvehu. Right? This is my God and I will glorify him. Hasno'a lefanav b'mitzvos. Do beautiful mitzvos in a beautiful way. Lulav, na'a, a nice lulav. Sefer Torah, na'a, a nice klav, na'a, good klav. Diona, good ink. Lavlar, uman, a good sofer. Ume'erev yom kippurim habib. They put him erev yom kippur. I just was wondering, like, why did Rashi throw in the lulav? It's all things about a sefer Torah. The ink, the sofer, the klav. Why did he bring in that lulav, na'a? What did he throw that in? You know? Yeah, there is a Gemara, Lulavna, Tzitzisna, Talisna, it's all true. But it has nothing to do with this.
Creates
huh? What? That's how Rashi says. Rashi says, Zekeli Vanvehu. So, right, the Gemara does say that Priyatar is different. Like, why did Rashi throw that in Lulav? Okay.
Well, he brings a sefer Torah from his old house?
Yeah, everybody used to do that. Since they brought him air from Kippur, they put him in the cubby.
Everybody.
The whole people that were there. It wasn't a mitzvah of Ola Regal. Whoever was there, not everyone, if you didn't have one, but everyone had to have a Sefer Torah. So in those days, the Imamish had it. So they would I didn't get some Sefer Torah. Look what I got. So look what I got. Look what I got. It shows the beauty. Look how the people do that with the Srogim, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to flaunt it.
It's not flaunting. It's a pride that you spent money and time and effort to make sure you got a beautiful Sefer Torah.
Well, someone can't afford the beautiful Sefer Torah.
Hairoa Kohen Gadol, Lob Nesha Eina Rishai. So you couldn't see the Kohen Gadol and you couldn't see the people burning the Chatas and the Seir. So why? Because they were doing the same, because you can't be in two places at once. So Pshita, is that obvious you can't be in two places at once? Ma'adatim, I would have thought Kedirish Lakish. Well, Dhamma Rish Lakish, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. You're not on the Passover Mitzvah, Umay Mitzvah, Berovam Hadras Melech. So wherever you were, you couldn't leave. You know what? I saw this last year. I want to say that I didn't see yet. I want to go to the other one. Well, you can't leave. Bro, mom, you're stuck over here. Come on, Sean, you're not stuck. You want to go to the other place, you can go to the other place. Ah, you're leaving this. That's not really a mitzvah. Well, you watching is a mitzvah. The Rovam Hajras Melech. It's okay, you can go to the other place. Rovam Hajras Melech over there. Okay.
If Rovam Hajras Melech, there could be no other place. There should be only one place.
Well, the two things are going on.
Yeah, okay, but only one
place. So where you want to be? Okay. Now, on Yom Kippur, there were 15 karbanos brought that day. Not including the Seir Mishleach is number 60. Tomorrow, we're going to learn that according to one man to Omar, there was. I'm not counting the Seir Mishleach. So forget that one. There are 15 without that one. Tomorrow, they're going to be someone is going to say there are 16. What are the 15? So we've only discussed, out of the 15, we've discussed three of them. No, we've discussed two of them. What are the 15? Tamar Shal Shachar, Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim. That's two. Tamar Shal Shachar, Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim. That's two. Then there was a Musaf. There was a par, there was an aisle, and there was seven sheep. So far we have 11, right? Seven sheep, a par, an aisle, that's nine. Two tamids is 11, and there was a seir brought as a chatos in the outside mizbeach. We didn't talk about that at all. That's 12. Okay?
I know the Seir Mishleach doesn't go in here, but the other one...
So, okay, that's 12. The other three are Aharon's Isle,
right.
The Par, Aharon's Par, right. And the other Seir. That's 15. Okay? Bear that in mind, because now we're going to start... Think about it. We've only discussed, out of the 15, we've discussed two of them. Right? We've only discussed two out of the 15. Well, Tamar Shal Shachar. Three out of the 15. Now we're going to do, in this one Mishnah, we're going to do all the other 12. Okay? And it's a machlokas when they were done. So here we go. In Bebig De Butz Korei, if he, by the way, he also, I wrote on the sheet, he went to the mikvah five times. It's gold, white, gold, white, gold. Right? We're still holding in mikvah number two. Everything that's gone on now, was in mikvah number one, was to go to the mikvah in the morning, Tamar Shal Shachar, Ketoros of Shachar, all the morning avodah, nothing, that wasn't Yom Kippur special. That's not even on the sheet of Parshas Achrimos. Parshas Achrimos starts after that. Not even here. Starts after that. Then he went to the mikvah and did everything we've done till now was while he was wearing white. The lottery, all that. Right? Now, says the Gemara, the laning, right. Now, in Big Day Butz Korei, if he was wearing the Big Day Butz, the white begadim, remember we said he could do one of two things. He could either wear white begadim, keep them on, or change it to some other clothing. Right, we said his own private white clothing, right, remember we said? But if he's wearing the Big Day Butz, then Kiddush Yad V'Raglav, he washes his hands and feet, Pashat, he takes them off, Yarad V'Taval. This is number three. This is tefillah number three. Okay?
I said two.
No. Number two was to wear white. Now he's going back into gold. This is tefillah number three. Okay?
He starts at the gold in the work?
Yeah.
And he does need Tamar Shal Shachar?
In gold.
And then he changes.
Then he changes into white. To do the special avodas of Yom Kippur. Then he went back into gold. What's he going to do now? You'll see. V'taval, Allah. Vinistapig, he comes out of the mikveh, dries off. Heviulo big days of, they bring the big days of. Lavash, he puts them on. Kiddush Yad V'Raglav, V'yatza, and he goes out. Where does he go out? What does that mean he goes out? What's he doing now? He's going, so what do you mean going out? Huh? So the Cheshek Soma, where's he going out? Where was he? What? So the Cheshek Shlomo says it must be, even though he washed, what's the last thing he did? He washed his hands and feet. Where did he wash them? Where did he wash them? What? No. He washed them in a keton of Zav. They brought him a special thing of gold, a special basin to wash his hands and feet. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, he must have done that next to the Kiyar. Even though he didn't have to. What? No. He says he did it next to the Kiyar. So which is where?
Then went back to the same spot?
Right. Back to the Kiyar. washed his hands and feet on a special cup, then went out to go, where was he? He was standing between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. That's where the Kiyar is. He went out to go shech the Musafs now. That's what it must mean. V'yatza, v'asa as elo, v'yaz el ha'am. His own aisle, and the aisle for the people. V'yaz shiva kvasim tamimim, and the seven sheep. Right? B'nei shana, that are 1 year old. Why does he have to say that? And by the way, they were 1 year old. You hear that? Why does Mishnah have to say that they're 1 year old? At the end of today's daf, you'll have an answer to this question. After your head is spinning, you'll have an answer to this question. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer. No. Im tamid shel shachar hayu kriven. These karbonos were brought when you brought the tamid shel shachar, when you were wearing gold, after tefillah number one. That's when they were brought. So it's a machlokas. We never mentioned this before.
You skipped over the Big Day Zav.
He wore Big Day Zav, got up in the morning, put on Big Day Zav, Tamid Shel Shachar, did some of these musafs as well now. Okay? Now, there's also a par ha'ola, the Seir Hanase Bachutz. Remember? How many musafs were there? There were 11. 10. What 10? The seven sheep. Aisle is 8. Musafs. Seven sheep. Aisle was 8. Par was 9. The Seir was 10. In addition to that, there's another aisle of Aharon. Okay? Which, now we just said, he did that at the same time as the other aisle. Two aisles. Tomorrow someone's going to say there were three aisles. But that's the third, that's the 16th carbon. The mission doesn't hold like that. So where am I up to? Rabbi Akiva, yeah. Par ha'olav v'seir ha'naseh b'chutz ha'yukraven in Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. The rest of them, they were brought after mikvah number 5, Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, at the end of the day. Okay? Now, that was a parenthesis. Now, kidesh yadav v'raglav, he washes his hands and feet again. Pashat, takes off his clothing. Yarad, v'taval. This is tefillah number 4. Mikvah number 4. What's he doing in mikvah number 4 for? V'ala, gets out of the mikvah. The stoppage, has the fof. Hibiyulo, big day, lavan. Lavash, v'kid, yashad, v'raglav. Nichnas, lahoti, etzakaf, etzamachta. What's he doing? He's going back to get the shovel out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's the only thing he's doing. Kid, yashad, v'raglav. Pashat, yarad, v'taval. Mikvah number 5. Allah, v'nestapeg, hivyulo big day zav, lavash, v'kid ishad v'raglav, nichnas lahakter ketoret shobain harbayim, what's he doing now? Standard things. Tamar shobain harbayim, the ketoret shobain harbayim, latar v'saneiros, kid ishad v'raglav v'poshat. Now we take out the words v'yarad v'taval because he doesn't go to the mikvah again. They only went 5 times, this would be number 6. Hivyulo big day atzmo, put on his own clothing, lavash, umalavano soad beso, he escort him to his house. Why do you do that? You're excited about the kapara. Escort him to his house. The yom tov ha'yotzei lo'avav would make a yontif. B'shashi yotzei shalom and make this. He got out of there alive that day. They made a yontif. Okay? He survived the day. They made a yontif. Okay? Okay? So far, so good. So far, the mission was not hard.
Can we recap the mission again? The number of kabbarnas.
It's a machlokas. Which is what the Gemara is going to go into now. But just to bear in mind, tefillah number 2 was when all the action was done. This is the 70th daf in this Masechta. 50 of these daf were spent on tefillah number 2. Okay? Tefillah number 3 was to do other karbanos of Yom Kippur, nothing to do with inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Musafs, basically. Which musafs? It's a machlokas. Tefillah number 4 was to go back in and get the shovel out. Tefillah number 5 was to finish off the day. Okay? If you don't have that in your head, then you're going to be lost. Okay? That's the first thing you have to have in your head. Gold, white, gold, white, gold. Okay? Now, Iboyelahu. The Gemara asks the following question. Heichik Amar. What exactly did Rabbi Akiva say? The question is, Where do you put the comma in Rabbi Akiva's statement? Why? There's two ways to look at it. Im Tamech al Shachar Har Yekravin, were all the Musafs brought with the Tamech al Shachar, which would be tefillah number one, Upar, Ha'ola, and the Par, the Seir Hanas Bachut, and the other goat that was done outside, which is two of those ten. Im Tamech shal Bein Harbayim, that was brought in the afternoon. Odilmor, maybe here he put the Hachikam, this is what he meant to say. Im Tamech shal Shachar Har Yekravin, in the morning it was all brought. Upar, Ha'ola Badayim, including the Par and the Ola also in the morning. What was not done in the morning? V'sir Hanaseh Bachot, Im Tamech shal Bein Harbayim. How do you read it? What did he mean? It's easy so far. By the way, V'su also, Par Ha'ola, the Par of the Ola, this is not the Par that we've been talking about for the past 2 months. It's a different Par. It's a Musaf Par, called an Ola. L'Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Shirei, he didn't even mention that. Amaz Avadlu, when did he do that? When did he do it? V'su also, Bein Rabbi Eliezer, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Emure Chatos, Amaz Avadlu. The Emurim of the Chatos, right? In meaning, this is now back to the Par and the Seir of Bifnim. When were they burnt? The Emurim. What was that done? Nobody told us that it was done. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rava, Lo Mishkachatz La Mitakanta. We can't figure it out what each one holds. Ella, Oil Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana de Beit Shmuel. In the Yeshiva of Shmuel, they had a Braisa that explained it. Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Oil Rabbi Akiva with Tosefta, and there was a Tosefta to explain Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Tana de Beit Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer Omer like this: Yatza, after number three, after mikveh number three, Asa. Elo, he did his own aisle, the El Ha'am, and the aisle of the people, the Emure Chatas, and the Emurim of the Chatas that you wondered about. Aval, Par Ha'ola, but the Par, V'Shivas Kvasim, V'Sir Anatze Bachot, Im Tamech Albein Harabayim. That was all done after Tefillah number 5, in the afternoon. Rabbi Akiva, the Tosefta Maihi, what's that Tosefta that explains his Shita? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Par Ha'ola, the Par of the Ola, the Shivas Kvasim, and the 7, Im Tamech Al Shachar Ho Yekraven. That was after Tefillah number 1. Shenemar, it says, this Pasuk is not said anywhere regarding Yom Kippur. It's said by the Regalim. It's said by the Regalim. What does it say? It says, Movad Olas Haboker, besides the morning, Asher la'olas ha'tamid. Besides the morning, something else is brought. Right? V'yachar kach. And after that, avodas hayom. That's mikveh number 2. Right? V'yachar kach. And after that, it's mikveh number 3. Seir hanaseh bachut. There's an outside seir brought, which is part of the musafs. Shenemar, seir izim echad chatos milvad chatos ha'kipurim. That pasuk is on your sheet. That's the last pasuk on this sheet that I gave you. Seir izim echad chatos. There's another goat brought as a chatos. Milvad chatos hakipur. Besides the seir hanaseh bifnim. Right? Besides. Milvad chatos hakipur. V'yachakach elo ve'el ha'am. V'yachakach, and after that, emure chatos. And then emure chatos. Now, the Tosefta leaves out. Then you go to the mikveh for time number 4, go back in and get the shovel out. Leaves it out. V'yachakach, and after that is mikveh number 5, Tamech Albein Harbayim. Tamech Albein Harbayim. Okay? So far, it's a machlok as when exactly he did the musafs. Right? It says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer, what's Rebbe Eliezer's reason that what? That most of the karbonos musaf, if not all of them, were brought by mikveh number 5 in the afternoon at the end of the day. What's the reason for that? Ovid kidichsev. You know what the reason is? Says Rashi. Look at this Rashi. It's the first skinny line. Toras Kahanim Ksiva Beresha. Parshas Achrimos comes before Parshas Pinchas. Therefore, Hilkach, Elo, the El Ha'am, the Mure Chatos, Basar Avodas Hayom. Therefore, whatever is in Parshas Achrimos comes first. The Hadar Hotzos Katamachta. Then you have to go back in to get the shovel out. Then comes Chumash HaPikudim. That's why, you hear this? That's why he has the order he has. Whatever's in Parashat Achrimos is in Avodah number 3. Is in Mikvah number 3. What happens in Mikvah number 5? Whatever's in Parashat Pikudim. Why? The Torah put it in Pikudim. Torah put it in Pinchas. You hear that answer? Back to the Gemara. Ovid Bereisha the Torah's Kahanim. First do whatever it says in Parashat Achrimos. V'hadar Ovid Chumash Pikudim. And then do whatever it says in Parashat Pinchas. Right? Okay?
You know, we know that
says the order. What?
You know, we know that it's not written in order. Torah's not written in order. Anyway.
Correct. That's true.
It's not.
He's right. It's not written in order. Even though we say this, even though it's not written in order, Bereishis is still the beginning. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Tosafot Brachah is still the end. Okay. Right. It's still true. Everything in the middle? Not everything in the middle. Certain parsha. Now the parsha of Achrimos, even though I don't know when that was said, it could be out of order, but internally is it consistent?
Yeah.
Right. And the Muslims are not there. They're only in Parshas Pinchas. So if I open up a Torah, what comes first? Achrimos comes first. Now, says the Shoshana Muldavid, that's why the Mishnah said that the Shiva Kvasim are B'nai Shana, to remind you that that's in Pinchas. And that's why it's out of order. You hear that? That's why the Mishnah said, why didn't it tell you how old they are? It doesn't say any details about the other Kabbalah. To let you know that. Because what's B'nai Shana? Shiva Kvasim, B'nai Shana. Oh, right, that's from Parshas Pinchas. That's all, just to clue you in. Okay. Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was a little bit of a mishmash, right? He held that most of the Kabbalah's mitzvah were brought in the morning. Why? Kidiktani time. He told you his reason. What was the reason? It said, Milvad Olas HaBokar Asher Olas HaTamid. That something was brought together with the Tamid in the morning. What? Alma, what do you see? Musafir, the Tamid Shoshachar, Avon Lu. Muslims were gone with the Tamid Shoshachar. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Milvad Chatzek Kupurim, my Avon Le. What does he do with that Pasuk? It does say, the last Pasuk on the sheet, says that, Seir Ezim Echad Chatzek, Milvad Chatzek Kupurim. That something else was brought. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mavat Chatzik Kippur my Ovid Lay. What does he do with that Pasuk? Which is, what do you mean with that Pasuk? That there was something else brought right after the Sirah Nase Bifnim. What was that? What do you learn from that Pasuk? So, Hahu Miboyale Al Masha Zemachaper Zemachaper. This is quite hard. Whatever the Sirah Nase Bifnim was Machaper, so too, the Seir HaNaseh B'chutz was Mechaper. Whatever they Mechaper for, they're both the same. If they're both the same, what do you need two Karbanos for? They're not both the same. They're almost the same. Says Rashi, Masnisin Perakama de Shavuos. We learn in the first Perak of Shavuos, Darish Lehachi. What were they all brought for? These are all brought for different various forgettings of Tumah. V'al Yesh Bo Yediya Basof. Let's say somebody woke up, ooh, I was Tumay last week. The Ein Ba Yediyah Batchila, but he never knew he was trying to start off with. Somebody pats on the shoulder. By the way, on any day, today, the day after Tu B'Shvat. By the way, do you know that you were once Tomei last Yom Kippur time? Last month you were Tomei? He says, I was Tomei? What are you talking about? You know, I went to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, you were Tomei. Remember, you went into that building. There was a guy that died there. So I didn't even know. So you never knew. Not that you knew and you forgot. You never knew. Nah, but someone told you. Val yesh ba yediyah basof. Say you had a diyah basof, but ain't ba yediyah betchila. But you never knew to begin with. Sir hanase b'chutz mechaper. That's what the sir hanase b'chutz is mechaper for. Shenamer, like it says, sir chatos echad molvad chatzah kipurim. Al mashe zem mechaper. Ma penimi ain't a mechaper el al davar sheyesh ba yediyah kid mefarish hatsam. Even though it's a different yediyah, af hachitzon ain't a mechaper. What's the idea? What's the Sir HaNaseh Bifnim Mechaper on? On a Yediyah Batchila, and you don't have a Yediyah Basof. You knew you were Tomei, You totally forgot. You went to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you never, in fact, you never remembered. You were talking about what saves you from that? Tashir Nasa Bifnim. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. That's why they're together. These two seers are connected. In what way? In that way. Okay. Now, we said Rabbi Akiva held that all the karbanos were brought in the morning with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Now, there's going to be another two opinions. That's not so true. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, no, Echad Kariv Im Talmud Shel Shachar, Vishisha Im Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The seven were broken up. One in the morning and six in the afternoon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishmo, no, just the opposite. Shisha Kariv Im Talmud Shel Shachar, Echad Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. No, it's one and six. My time of Darabonim, what's the reason for that? Why are you breaking it up? So, the answer is, Trey Kroy Ksivi. There's two psukim which seem to lead in this direction. What are the two psukim? Ksiv, it says, Melvad Olas HaBoker. It says, besides the morning, Ola, there was something brought. Uksiv, V'yatza, he left, V'asa, Es Olaso. And he did his Ola. So how do you do that? How do you make both of them fit? Hilkach, therefore, Avid Minayhu, Hacha, some were brought in the morning, and some were brought in the afternoon. Why is it 1 and 6 and 6 and 1? Micah Miflagi, why is it 1 and 6 and 6 and 1? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ovid Chad, do 1, Kedichsiv, Mavad Olas HaBoker, Vahadar, and then Ovid Avodas Hayom, then do the Avodas Hayom, why? Dilma, Chulsha, Chalash, Kohen Gadol. Maybe he'll be, I can do 7 karbonos now in the morning, he's wiped out. By the time it gets to the afternoon, he's wiped out. Therefore, don't do 7 now. Do 1 now. Wipe yourself out. You'll do 6 later when you have. We have a 2.5-hour break. Remember, we have a 3.5. Then you'll do the other 6. That's why he says to do it like that. Thank you. Rabbi Shimon Sofer, just the opposite. Given the Ascha, once you start doing Avot Karbanos, Avid Shisha, do the other 6. Why? Dilma Pasha. Maybe you can become negligent. What does that mean? Become negligent? The Rashi says. V'lo avad lehu achar avodas hayom. You're not going to do them. Ay, ulamai dechayshis. Are you going to be wiped out? Dilma chalish lekel amechash. He's not so worried about being wiped out. You know why? Because the lagabe avodas hayom zarizu. He's going to get himself strength umachlis koach. He's going to, you know, spur himself on to do the avodah yom kippur, which is only done once a year. V'kulu musafin lo avad taras kahanim kodim. You have to make it all fit, and therefore you have to make it all fit. So he doesn't agree with the idea that since it's not written Achimos, it doesn't come first. He rejects. Maybe he'll become negligent and won't do them. He won't do the other six. He's too tired. Right.
So he won't do it at all.
He won't do it at all, exactly. So do it now. You're going to be wiped out through the Avodas Hayom? Nah, we'll look at Avodas Hayom, Zarizu. That is the Zariz for that. The Kuli Alma Mihas Chad Ayelhu. Everybody holds there was one aisle. Okay? So if you look at Pasuk, look at the sheet. Look at Pasuk Gimel. You see Pasuk Gimel? What does Pasuk Gimel say? Bezos Yovo Aaron al Kodesh, Bapar ben Baka Lachatos, Va'ayel Ola. Everybody holds that's the aisle of Aaron al Kohen. Pasuk Hey, Umeit Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Tzeire Izim Lachatos, Va'ayel Echad Ola. One aisle. Everyone holds what Gemara just said, the Kuli Alma Mihas Chad Aisle Hu. Everybody holds this one aisle. We're not counting the aisle of Pasuk Gimel. What we're saying is one aisle. We're not counting that. That's a separate aisle.
There's two aisles.
There's two. There's the one in Pasuk Gimel, the one in Pasuk Hay, and then on the bottom, you see Pasuk Ches, all at the bottom of the sheet. Ve'ikraftim ol Hashem Rechnichach Parbakel Echad Aisle Echad. That's the same aisle in Pasuk Hay. The same aisle. The one of the Tzibur. Right. We're not talking about the one of Aaron himself. That everyone agrees is a separate one. How many aisles are after that? One. The one in Pasuk Hay and the one in Parshas Pinchas is the same one. The same one. The Kulei Alma Mihas Chad Aisle Hu. Kiman Ki Rebbe. The Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Aisle Echad Omer Kan Hu Omer B'chumash HaPikutim. The same aisle in Pasuk Hay in Parshas Achimos is the same aisle in Parshas Pinchas. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, no, Shnei Elim Hin. There were two. Echad Amor Kan, the Echad Amor B'chumash HaPakudim. There's two. One here, and one in Pakudim. So according to him, there were 16 Karbat. An extra aisle was brought. We don't hold like that. Our mission does not hold like that.
He holds hay and chesed.
Two different. Right. My time at the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? The Ksiv Echad. It says Echad, right? Ayel Echad. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon. My Echad. What does Echad mean? Miyuchad Sheba Edro. The best one. That's why it says Echad. Make it the one, right? The one. Rebbe Nafkalei Mimivchar Nidarecha. That's old news.
He also says Echad.
Huh?
He also says Echad.
Correct. To highlight, it's the same one.
It's the same one.
Okay. He says, no, Echad means make it the best one. The best one here and the best one here. You're making two? Make sure they're the best ones. Says Rebbe, the fact that it has to be the best, that's old news. You always have to bring the best one. It says, Miyuchad Mimuvchar Nidarecha. The best one you have. Right? Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Chad Bechova, Bechad V'Nedava, Ditzrichi. Yeah, one's by a Chov, one's by a Nedava, and they're both necessary. What does that mean? One's by a Chov, one's by a Nedava? Sometimes I would say you have to bring the best one by Techiv, to show that you're doing your Chiv the best, and sometimes you have to tell me that you have to be the best one even by the Nedava. It's a voluntary thing. I got to do it the best possible way? Yes, do it the best possible way. So that's why it says it twice. Is that have anything to do with the actual halachas of Yom Kippur? Nothing. So that's how we end off. So we're going to stop now. How do we end off? The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, but the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, when exactly the musas were brought. There's a detail in Rabbi Akiva. Was it 1 and 6 or 6 and 1? That's just a detail. At the end of the day, there were 5 tefilos. Right? Gold, white, gold. Okay. Today wasn't so hard. Tomorrow is very, very hard Gemara. If you please save this sheet. This sheet will really help. It really will help. And we will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
It wasn't right.